is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk. It is Friday, the 6th of April. I've completely lost track of what the date is. I had a week off last week, and it's just it's April already. Where is the time going? Where's this year going?
It's just disappeared.
It's phew,
first quarter phew. Gone.
I know. It's like, wow, where did that go? Mm.
Was it a good first quarter, though?
Oh, yes.
That's good.
And for you?
Fantastic.
Good. So as you can hear, my co-host today is the fabulous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Oh, she's got that down now.
Not a problem and anymore.
It's only taken Amanda like several years to get my name absolutely correct, but she's nailed it now.
Don't jinx it now. You jinx it. And we are joined in the studio today by the fabulous Carrie and Neil from Clockwork Moggy.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting us on.
Good to have you here. So we are here, the Business Bunker Extra radio show, and we are a community business radio show for you out there. We want to hear from you, the listeners. We want to find out who you are, what you do. We're going to have guests on talking about their businesses and how they got started and what they do. And of course, we're going to have a bit of an events twist to the show because my business is events. I'm the owner of Butterflies Business Events. We like to have a look at the events that are going on throughout the UK, global now, not just in Kent, not just the southeast, throughout the UK. Just to let you know what's going on, there's so many amazing events that are happening out there, and it's really hard to choose, isn't it? I mean, especially at the moment in Kent, it's literally flooded with events.
Yeah.
Little ones, big ones, and it's just like
loads.
Which is great. It's good that they're out there because events is a fantastic way as an attendee for you to learn and meet people that are experts in their field. But it's also good for business owners to do events because then people get to find out a bit more about you, the whole know, like, trust, getting to know you and like you, and hopefully then trust you. So we're going to give you information about the events that are coming up, talk about some of them in more depth so you can make informed decisions about what you go to and what you spend your time on. We do, as always, want to hear from you, the listener. We have had a few hundred tweets come through. We're trying to catch up with Paul's trillions. Not that he exaggerates at all. So we've got some shout-outs. But do tweet us during the show today at Bunker Extra with an X and use the hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. Let us know who you are and also, how's your week been and how's your first quarter been? Come on, let us know. Have you had an amazing first quarter of the year as well? It's funny, isn't it, when you break the whole year down into quarters, it's like, dum-dum, gone.
Yes.
It's like, it's gone when you weren't going for one quarter to the next quarter. And then, before we know it, it's Christmas.
Don't say that.
Do you know what? In my world, I have to. We've got to start.
No, people you're not allowed.
Picking their Christmas
No.
Christmas should be just reduced down to 1 week. That's it.
Well, no, to be fair, I do agree with you. It does get a bit mad. But people are beginning to look now for their Christmas dues.
You know,
really?
It's funny you say that because on LinkedIn, I've seen a couple of hotels asking... advertising the Christmas packages, corporate dues.
It's for these people.
Which, from a business planning thing, makes sense. But, please, we haven't even had the summer yet.
I know.
Let me enjoy the summer.
Do give us a tweet. What do you think? Should we be talking about Christmas yet? You can, as always, call us in the studio. We may not see the phone flashing, but if we do, we'll answer it. And the number is 01233220035. It's 01233220035. And you can, as always, email me if you'd like to come on the show, if you've got an event you want us to shout out, at bunkerextra@gmail.com. And just, that with an X means there's no E, just an X, because some people go, but extra's got an X in it. But I take an E away. Anyway, you know what I mean, people. On last week's show, actually not last week's, because we weren't here last week, we had a week off. It was Easter. So we actually had a week off. But the week before, Gemma and I were on and we were talking about motivation, inspiration and failure.
Oh.
I know. Okay. And all things that, all words that are always bounded around when you're running a business. And it was quite interesting in conversation.
It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was a good one. We do like in-depth conversations sometimes on the show.
The only problem is that we can't stop talking off air.
No, I know. We're here for another 2 hours after the show, still going on about it. But if you want to hear that show or any of the previous shows, they are all available now on butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk. If you go to the radio show tab and you'll find them all there. So let's come on. We've got so many events. I've been having a look this morning and I'm organised. Look, Gemma, I've got a spreadsheet with events.
That is very organised.
Do you like that?
I'm impressed.
Spreadsheet.
I love a spreadsheet. And Neil is with me. He likes his spreadsheet as well. First of all, actually, let's talk about an event that you guys were at last night, because we've been talking about
it. I went to two events yesterday. So I have to talk to you about both then.
God, you just, the word overachiever comes to mind.
She's getting out and about, yeah.
Well, they were in the same place. So both at the St. George Hotel in Chatham.
Okay, I'll let you off then.
Which is now my local.
This is where your office is.
And the first event was ZC Academy, which actually was brilliant. I say actually, and not that I didn't expect it to be brilliant. But there were lots and lots of people there. People who I'd never met before, from different stages in their business. So people on their day one. There were hotels, there were people from Romney Marsh. Romney Marsh people travelled to Chatham. Can you believe it? So,
they left the marsh.
They left the marsh. So it was really, really good. And I've not been to a ZC Academy for a while.
I haven't.
And because I'm really arrogant and I feel like I know what I'm doing. So that's the only reason. I was like, yeah, I know what I'm doing on social media now. Like, I'm a semi-pro. I've got this thing down.
There's always more.
But I learned so much. So I'm going to have to start going back on a monthly basis. So
What was the first one? Paul and I had lunch with Zoe and Gareth last week. And from that lunch, I got about three or four tips from Zoe.
Yeah. But it's constantly changing, isn't it? Yeah, so it just reminded me to not become complacent and think I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. There's always more to learn.
So that was absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic.
And then we went to this third event. There was a second event there, but I didn't go because I had to do some work in between that time. Then we went to
really?
A third. Yeah, so they had Dragon Bite. I didn't go to that event, so I can't comment on it.
Hang on a minute. Not only did she not go to a networking event, she didn't go to a networking event with food.
Yeah, and both events I went to didn't have food, so...
I did pop in on the Dragon's Bite one. That was good.
Is it?
It was a nice kind of like a success story.
Oh,
so
okay.
A lady that started off on a stall. And now she basically has her own shop and online thing going on, selling clothes and things like that.
Fantastic.
So it's actually really interesting.
Yeah,
it's
I love
really
hearing
good.
Stories.
I love
like
a success
that.
Story.
Yeah. I did see the leftovers of the food when I went in there, and that looked quite good. Mm. It looked like they had some dessert stuff. So I always talk about food on the show.
Because she only normally goes to events. That's why I'm like choked that she didn't go to Bite, but I know why.
Yeah.
She's been on holiday next week, so she's been good.
Yeah. We won't talk about the chips I had in between. So after that, then there was Dragon's 10, which I have to say, and literally from a non-biased point of view, was absolutely brilliant.
It was amazing.
It was cool. Yeah.
We had Roland Stanley, so the owner of Dragon Co-working, was the host. The host. He was really funny, really engaging, really relaxed.
Do you know he's brilliant, Roland? I am so Team Roland.
Honestly,
amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, so well done, Roland. Because I know he's listening because he said, good morning, extra.
We all like Roland. The thing is with Roland, he's there to help and support business owners, which is fantastic.
Oh, he does.
And
he's one of these business owners that, it's not about anything but helping other people.
Yeah.
And
that's what
makes it work. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. And he's the only person who gets away with calling me a dragon.
Yeah.
So there were 10, there were actually 11, oh, actually there were 16 speakers, come to think of it.
Yes.
Dragon 10. So we failed at the first hurdle. It was meant to be 10 speakers.
Okay, I need to have a word with you, Roland. Let me sort you out.
Yeah, they had 5 1-minute pitches just telling us about organisations that are available to help, such as FSB and Chamber, Let's Do Business Group, etc. And then they had 11, because Roland was preempting, mate, someone might drop out or be sick or something. 11 speakers doing 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Carrie was the timekeeper.
It was the most important job of the evening, I'm saying.
It is.
Scary. Amanda, if you need a timekeeper, Carrie, you're looking for a job. She is worse than you.
I love it.
Apparently, she's a qualified Viking. She has axes and everything.
I do. And Neil bought me a bow and arrow for my birthday. So, that was
a bespoke mate. She's already been firing at me on the stairs.
I fire it at him.
Okay, then.
There'll be something to talk about a bit later on. So, really great. Really real buzz in the atmosphere.
It was amazing.
It was on Facebook Live as well, so people can go back and watch that.
Fantastic. It's great. We love a good event. And we have had a shout out from Dragon Co-working Roland this morning. Thank you for listening, and we are having a great show. We've also had lovely Molly. Good morning, Molly, in her new little office. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
I really feel, Molly and Gemma, you need to get some pictures on the walls in your office. Seriously, you're looking drab, girls.
Oh, I've got some awards on there, just five or six of them. But apart from
just five or six. You got that one in there, Gemma. Yeah.
Which she printed off herself.
She printed them off herself, yeah. But yeah, I need to have some pictures on there. So,
You need a bit more life. They need you.
Yes.
Yeah. Carrying.
Well, sure Carrie's designed me a door. Yes. Not the door itself, but something to go on the door.
Do you want this? So when you expand and you have big offices, can you take the door with you?
Oh, I don't know.
Roland, I'm just taking the door with me.
So yeah, he's
easygoing, but I'm not sure that, you know, he'll stretch to the door.
He might be a bit too much. What do you think? It's a good idea though. And we've also had a shout out request from Caroline Bruce of CB1 Dresses on the Twitter. Caroline is an amazing fashion designer, and she is listening this morning. So and do check her out if you want something nice and bespoke made. Her work is fantastic. It's Caroline Bruce. Dresses.
Oh, we had one from another radio show, The Sound of Spitfire.
Oh, you know, that's Chris.
It's Chris. Like, I realised that only last week. I was like, Chris, I didn't realise. Chris, Camellia Jennings, Chris.
Yes.
That was it?
Camellia Jennings, Chris. Yes.
Yeah. Didn't realise it was you, Chris. So, yes. Hi, so
now,
Chris.
Now it's easier to say because it's The Sound of Spitfire.
Yeah. So they launched their show on, when did they launch it?
Monday.
Monday, just gone.
Yeah.
Can't wait to listen in.
Fantastic. Yeah. And they've also got a couple of the channel radio shows on there. So they've got The Conversation, The Walk Factor and The Women in Biz Show are also going to be broadcast on The Sound of Spitfire. So that is really great.
Yep.
Let's have a look at some events. What's going on in the world of events?
Okay. So since we were talking about social media, let's talk about social media. So we have on the 11th of April, I would love to be there, but you know, I'll be on a beach somewhere. If you don't like hearing about the beach, switch off now. I'm thinking. So we've got how to use LinkedIn for your business. It's 4:30 p.m. till 6 p.m. So there's no excuse. Get some work done in the morning. Have your lunch. Get a little bit more work done in the afternoon. And then get yourself down to Dragon Co-working in Chatham. That's New Road Avenue. It's by our very own Molly Wright. Where's Molly? Our Molly Moodle. So if you're regularly using your social media for your business and you want to know more about how to use LinkedIn specifically, then go on Eventbrite to book in. Although, you know, because I'm next door to Molly, Amanda.
Yes.
I think they're fully booked.
I think they are actually, because I had to extra special favour to get myself on on there.
You missed that one. But if you're going, then go. Great.
What I would suggest is put your name on the waiting list in case anybody drops out.
Spoken like a true event prop.
Exactly. I've got one here from the lovely Peter Sell from The Business Doctors. And he's got another. He's great at the moment. He's doing loads of free events again in collaboration with The Business Terrace in Maidstone to help businesses, startups and those that have been going a little bit longer. And his next event is Thursday, the 19th of April. It starts at 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. And it's a free event called What and How to Delegate.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is quite interesting because we were just having this conversation before we came on air, didn't we, about being so busy and how to, you know, when you need to delegate, how to delegate, what to delegate. Yeah. So this could be, and I think for business owners and startups and sole traders, this has got to be one of the hardest things, isn't it, to let go.
Definitely.
It is the making or breaking. If you can't delegate, so. There's only so much you can do well yourself.
Exactly.
And the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, everyone's got the same amount of time in a day, and it's whether or not you spend that doing what you're really good at, or whether or not you you sort of have a go at everything, and you know, you'll end up making a much better job just doing what you do rather than anything else.
And whether you need sleep.
Yeah.
You know, if you can function on 2 hours sleep a day, then you're fine. But if you can't.
No.
I need 8 hours. I need 10.
Anyway,
sorry. We'll continue. Anyway, how did you delegate? Being the centre of the hub is not sustainable if a business is to grow. For 95% of businesses in the UK, which employ less than 10 people, the people issue is managed by staying at that size. Even so, the appointment of those people can be problematic and the owner often cannot even escape for a proper holiday. Mention a holiday.
Holiday? Holiday. Someone say holiday.
It's a 2-hour workshop that will help you with the information of how to delegate and outsource. So to find out more about that and to book on, if you go to businessdoctors.co.uk or businessinmaidstone.co.uk and look for the event. audience, check that out. You, if you need help to delegate, I'm already, my brain is working after the show. I'm actually phoning somebody to help me with my admin. So anyway.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Great. On. So GDPR, I'm a little bit fed up of hearing about it, but the truth of the matter is it is coming around swiftly. So yes. If you don't know what it is, then you need to go to this thing. And if you know what it is, but you're not 100%, you still need to go to this thing. So just go to this thing.
Or just go to this thing anyway.
So it's GDPR coffee morning. 26th of April, 10:30 till 12:30. You need coffee, really, when we're talking about GDPR. So I see what they did there.
Or wine.
Yeah. That's at Denning House in Maidstone, and it's by SNS Solicitors, which is Houghton, Newton and Scott. They're holding a GDPR-themed coffee morning, 26th of April, 10 till 12. There'll be a chance to have a free 15-minute consultation with one of our solicitors. You can't really beat that, can you?
No, it's really good. Because I think that's...
When do solicitors give anyone thing away for free?
Well, exactly.
Free,
so. Yeah, you should know. Yeah,
exactly. Jump on that.
Yeah, so yeah. 15 minutes, you know, there's probably a lot you can get in 15 minutes. There'd also be some open networking on the ground floor, an excellent chance to make some new contacts and enjoy some light refreshments as well as tea and coffee, which suggests there's food or at least biscuits. So to book that, then register on Eventbrite.
So I'm looking down Twitter. You know, when I was going, I had a tweet. From SE Damp.
Oh, Southeast Timber and Damp.
Southeast Timber and Damp, the lovely Annabelle. And she said she's at home trying to master the children and cash flow forecasts and listening to the show. So I hope you managed to listen to the show at the same time. And go, girl. You can do it. You know, school holidays, not a problem. But I couldn't find her tweet. It vanished. It's like I had a tweet come through earlier and I just saw it flash up saying good morning and I can't find it now. So whoever said good morning to me, good morning back. I'll find your tweet later and reply to you. But that's good.
So we've got Be Your Best Self.
Oh, yes. I like the look of this
Be
one.
Be Your Best Self.
We're all about business here, but we also like to support the businesses and help. And this is from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, isn't it?
It is. So for our Tracy is running an event on the 19th of May. It's a 9:30 a.m. St. George Hotel, again, Rochester. That's the same one in Chatham, by the way, just in case you're getting confused. Some people say Rochester, some people say Chatham.
It's on the border, isn't it?
So, yeah. If you want to feel more confident and enjoy better relationships, you'll learn how to focus on you, how to communicate, and moving forwards to be your best self. So it's only £80.24. I'm assuming that's because the Eventbrite fee in there, because it's a really specific number.
Yeah.
But with that, you will get workbooks, materials, and like refreshments. I know Tracy's done a few of these, and the feedback's been really, really good.
Fantastic.
Sounds good, that one. Yeah.
Does sound good.
So to book, again, go on Eventbrite. And this is on a Saturday, actually. I didn't mention that, but it's a Saturday the 19th. So, yeah, it's really a time for you.
Exactly. Mm. You need to give yourself time sometimes. So definitely. We had a shout out request from the lovely Terry D. Botfield. Notice everyone's lovely and fabulous today. That was in my words for the day. Lovely and fabulous. At TD Botty on the Twitter. We love a bit of TD Botty. And he's got a shout out. Only 10 places available for the 19th of April. A new Romney business owner or manager. Phil, run off your feet. Business running new. Sorry, I should read it right now. Phil, run off your feet. Business running new. Always reacting, not planning. Attend our workshop and take back control of your business. Yeah, see, it's another one of those. Take back control.
You know what? That seems to be the theme for the second quarter, doesn't it?
But I think because you speak to so many people, and I mean, I guess because of the people we network with, everyone's at a similar stage within a couple of years, a startup, that type of thing. And we've all got to the point now where, oh my God, we're so busy. So we've obviously grown and expanded and it's like, okay, what do we do now? So here's another thing that can help you take back control of your business. If you want to find out, it's only £20, including refreshment. Give old Terry a email at Terry, that's T-E-R-R-Y, at Botfield, BOTFIELD.net to book onto your place. Sounds fantastic.
I'm going to mention this one because I like the fact it says no one wants to go to adult events. That's so true. Who wants to go to adult events? So anyway, Women in Business Luncheon, Wednesday the 13th of June. So we're going further into our diaries now.
Oh, you can't come, Neil.
Yeah, you can't come. 11:15 a.m. till 2:30 at Crown Lodge near Ashford. I've not been there before.
I haven't. It looks quite nice. Yeah,
maybe we'll pay them a visit.
Yes.
So they hold events every quarter, and their speakers this time are our very own Kubi Springer. So she's a Channel Radio host.
She was, yes. She Unfortunately, was. The show's finished now. She's got too busy.
from She Builds Brands. She's a brand specialist who's worked with some amazing people like P. Diddy and stuff.
Yeah, she's worked on some.
Just name dropping Justin
Timberlake.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So if you want to speak to a brand specialist that knows about those kind of things, then she's your girl.
Absolutely.
And our newly award-winning Gillian Monk from All Health Matters.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of All Health Matters at the moment. Really, really great company they are. So when the going gets tough, change it. That's what her thing's going to be about. So, yeah, the tickets are just £31.50 plus VAT. And to book that, you'd go on to www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
We've just had a tweet from Roland. Roland, I've got a whole list of your events right here, mate. but he is reminding us of Waffle 3, which is on the 19th of
love
April. And will Moggy be dressing up as a cat again?
Will you?
Well, we sponsored the, we were the first sponsors of the Waffle event a couple of months ago. And the lovely Liz painted me as a
Follies.
Cat.
Liz Follies.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. Very she talented is. Lady.
So to be fair, if Zoe's now the sponsor, said she's sponsoring the next one, aren't they? So Zoe, what are you going to be painted as?
A camper van, maybe. she's doing her camper van.
Painted
thing.
As a camper van.
A big speech bubble.
But that is on the 19th of April from 4 to 6, Waffle at Dragons Co-working. If you go on to dragonscoworking.co.uk, all of Roland's events are on there. Sorry, Dragons Co-working's events. I could just call them your events, Roland. People come just because it's you.
True. We have got the fabulous Networkers Networking event. This is not that she's biased.
Not at all.
This time it's going to be set in the stunning location of Port Lim Hotel on Thursday the 17th of May, 9:30 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. It is Amanda's favourite venue.
It's the best venue ever.
Yeah, sorry, Roland. It's every week.
Apart from obviously St George Hotel in Chatham.
To be fair, they have tigers and lions. We can't really compete
with
that.
I've not been there for an event before.
You need to come.
Yeah.
Seriously, it is the most amazing place ever.
Carry on. Thanks. So we're going to have three great speakers, some of the best networking masterminding groups in Kent, and over 50 great business owners to meet and network with. The speakers are Ali Hollands, who's an award-winning clinical hypnotherapist and successful businesswoman with a passion for facilitating success in business, and the life founder of AM Marketing. Should that be there? AM Marketing? Yeah.
What, was that on Ali?
Yeah, that should be there.
No, it's not should be there.
Ali's amazing. It's just
sorry. We just mixed it all up together. Sorry, Ali.
We've got Molly Wright, founder of Molly Moodle Media. If you've ever heard Molly speak, then you know it's not going to be dull. There'll be plenty of energy. Mm-hmm. Molly has worked in marketing for over 7 years now. Hard to believe because she just looks like a baby.
Yeah.
And she'll be sharing
with
us the power of online networking via social media and how it can enhance your face-to-face networking. And then last but not least, we've got the ever so lovely Amy McManus. I love a bit of Amy as well. Founder of AM Marketing. Amy is a retail strategy and branding specialist, and she'll be sharing the power of digital marketing and why it should be part of your strategy. So this event is for serial networkers that love networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity. i.e. me, or networkers who are looking for the next step to take after perfecting networking. Oh, that's me again. And if you've just started networking and you're unsure of where to go and how to do it effectively, then definitely come along. Also, if you've been networking already, but you're just a bit frustrated and it's not working for you, then come along. This really is an event with a difference. Still got chance to get in there for the early bird. That's next week, 18th of April will be the last opportunity. So £18 to event, at £18 to attend the event with refreshment, but without lunch. Early bird, or £27 to attend the event with refreshment and a buffet lunch. And I would say that this is an event that you can pop in and pop out of. Don't feel like you need to be there for the whole entire day.
Absolutely.
But if you're free for the day, then come along. You won't regret it.
The food is going to be amazing.
Of course.
And also I have a little extra networking activity at the end of the day planned.
I'm not getting any caves with any bears or anything like that.
It doesn't involve cages, but it does involve animals.
Okay.
So, oh my God, that sounds good.
I just need to confirm the details, but when I do, I'm going to let you all know all about it.
So to book, visit butterfliesbusinessevent.co.uk/NNE. And the Networkers Networking event also has its own Twitter handle, which is @NNEvent1.
Thank you. You read that out so eloquently. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was lovely. We have had some more tweets coming in. Kay Sedgwick's hoping that Carrie does get painted up as a cat again.
Hi, Kay. Thanks.
You know, you've started something now.
I really have started something new, yes.
Kay was one of the speakers last night as well.
Yes, I saw that. And I was thinking, I'm gutted I couldn't go. It's one of those things that obviously it's for startups, it was not something that's appropriate to me, but it's nice to go along and support anyway. And I thought I couldn't go anywhere because of my daughter, but then I forgot she was with Nanny and Granda, so I could have come.
Oh.
But then I was working because,
because you have to do that.
I have to. Yeah. So anyway, I have an event that I want to tell you about, which is coming up in May. And it's the first event of its type here in the Southeast. It's the Venues and Events Expo Southeast, and it's at the Kent Event Centre in Detlin. Near Maidstone on Thursday the 31st of May from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for the event. Whether they're organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or Christmas do, yes I've said the word Christmas again, sorry, corporate do, they will find everything they need in one place. We have got a huge variety of talks from experts, industry experts, and I'm really excited about the lineup. We have got the amazing Gavin Farley and Richard Harper from Into Events, a very successful event business from Hampshire, and they're actually going to be covering marketing for event professionals and how to build and grow your business. We have Kubi Springer. Kubi's getting around a bit at the moment, but she's an expert in her field, so great to have Kubi, and obviously she's going to be talking branding. We have Hacks talking video and the importance of having good quality video before, during and after your event. We have the very fabulous Molly Wright talking social media and how to use social media properly, again, before, during and after your events. Amy McManus using Google marketing for your events, and Richard Bell who's going to be talking cybersecurity and GDPR for events in the events industry. Gary, very obviously in, what's the word, in keeping in popular, well, you know what I mean?
On trend,
thank you very
much. To be fair with you, that all sounds really wonderful, but you haven't told us the important bits.
Okay, now we've got workshops. This is what Gemma wants.
Yeah.
We have got team building with Bite, who are fantastic, which is interesting. We have Canapes and Bubbles with Chai's Catering. They're going to be teaching us the importance of having good quality food at your events.
And Chives.
And Chives.
Chives do. Mm-hmm. These chocolate balls are amazing.
Amazing.
And they're going to have some there.
Well, I've told Deborah that you have to have.
Well, I've said it on air now.
Deborah, are we going to have it? Chives Catering. We have Corporate Wellbeing Workshop from Pip Lawrence and the team at Day One Wellness. We have an event video masterclass from Michael Waring of That's Bellion, who is going to be teaching us how you can capture good quality footage with your phone and tablet, which is great. And we have also got a wine tasting. Oh, I forgot to mention the cocktail masterclass as well.
Oh my god!
So I've got my ticket. Have you got yours?
Yeah,
I'm getting one now.
It's free to attend. Everybody can come along. It's free to attend. Come and meet. We've got some. Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm really biased about this. Obviously, it's one of my events. I'm working with the fabulous Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues, and we have got some amazing venues. We had one sign up yesterday, 2 days ago, called Sunborn London. It's a yacht.
Ooh.
It's a gorgeous yacht. I don't think they're going to bring the yacht. It'd be good if they did bring the yacht, but I don't think but they're on board. We have the Aviator Hotel, which is a Tag Heuer hotel down in Hampshire. We have Penta from Reading. We have Hilton's. We have Marcus Study. We have Eastwell Manor, of course, Port Lim. I can't reel them all out because I can't remember them all, but we have some amazing, amazing venues. It's worth coming along just to meet with these guys and see, you know, where you can go when you're organising your events. We've got suppliers or different areas. We do still have some exhibition stands available. So if you're in the events industry, if you've got an amazing venue, Roland, or or if you're a supplier to the events industry, please give us a shout because we've got some exhibition stands still available. And as I say, for anybody who's interested to come along and have a nose, it's free to attend and it's on the 31st of May. If you go to Venues Events Expo, expo.co.uk, all the details and you can book on there. Don't miss that out. Now, because we've had given so much good information about all the events coming up, we have run out of time to carry on anymore. Is there anything really, really good that you think we should cover?
I just wanted to say hello to Neil Shorthouse, who's listening from home.
Hello, Neil. It's good to have you listening. Thank you. Right, you know what? Let's have a bit of
Interlude. Interlude. Music.
He is happy, you know. Yeah, I was doing so well the first half and now it's just going to pop. We're going to have a little bit of music and I chose this. Sorry, Neil. It's just something that sprung into my head when I was looking for music this morning. So I thought we'll go with this and we'll be back straight after this. Oh, yeah.
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew. Cameron D and Destiny. Charlie's Angels. Come on.
Come on. Bring it.
Question. Tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question. Tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing. Taught and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. On my
helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking event. It's an event not to be missed.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Channel Radio. It's your 24-hour station.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back to the Business Bunker Extra on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk on this Friday, the 6th of April. I am joined in the studio today by the fabulous Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law. And our guests are Carrie and Neil from Clockwork Moggy.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's great to have you here. We were talking so much in the beginning of the show about the events coming up. In fact, we were just having a conversation off air about there is so much going on and it's how you make the decisions about where to go to. Yes. But now we want to find out about you guys. Let's jump straight in. So what I want to do is I want to find out a little bit about each of you. Your histories and all that, and then obviously what you do now with Clockwork Moggy. Okay. So let's start with Neil.
Okay, hi.
Hi. So what did you do when you left school? Have you always done design? What's your...
I think from a sort of early age, I decided that I was going to do something that was going to be creative, something that was going to involve painting and drawing, because that's always been a major hobby of mine. And I think probably... sometime around my early teens, I realised that you could actually make money doing that. And I thought, that sounds like a pretty good idea. You know, if you can spend all day drawing and painting, then I'm quite happy with that plan. And somewhere along the line, I also sort of started introducing computers because that's another passion of mine. And I kind of taught myself to code and did another couple of little bits and bobs here and there that pushed me towards the marketing area. And here we are today.
I said I wanted to quick, but that's quick. But you've always been creative. So your main part is now obviously the web design and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So as a sort of the company as a whole is sort of we say we're a marketing company because that's kind of what we do as a whole. But my specific area is that I build and create websites. So I'll design a website from scratch, code it, and make sure that it's marketed and works well throughout. But not, of course, before Carrie does the branding for us.
Yeah. Yeah, so start from there. So then, what job did you do before you decided to talk about Moggy?
Well, before this, I used to work in print design, so I used to do magazine design and things like that,
right.
Which was good. But you know, the thing is that working for someone else isn't right for me. It didn't work for me. You know, I think I always wanted to make my rules myself.
He doesn't do as he's told.
Yeah, I'm not really good at that.
Really? A man that doesn't do what he's told by a woman? That's unusual.
He does now. I've broken him. Yes.
Okay, cool.
He does now.
I'd be worried then.
That'd be the bow and arrow.
It does help, it's got to say.
So I think it's really interesting that you say you realised quite early on that you could have a career in design. And I think that's fantastic because what we're here and we do a lot, don't we, Amanda, with the Skills 30-30?
Yes, yeah.
And when we go into schools and do a little bit of mentoring, they don't realise that they can have these careers. They just think about the traditional subjects, English, maths and science and lawyers and accountants and, working in shops and sort of the day-to-day jobs. So
yeah, art was definitely seen as the playing option at school, actually. Yeah. I remember it being like the option if you're not really good at anything else, I guess.
I mean, I did art and media studies, so, you know, people took the mickey out of me quite badly, but it all worked out nicely.
He said, hello, ha-ha, who's laughing now? Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much.
So you want me to build your website?
Yes. exactly.
So I think that's really, really great. But if you were to give somebody a tip, if they were listening and thinking, you know, I'm doing something that I'm not really enjoying, I've always had this creative flair, burning desire to do something creative, what would you say to them?
I think you just got to follow what you actually enjoy doing, because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to be doing it for a long time, so if you can get up every morning and enjoy what you're doing, you're going to be really good at it because you enjoy it. Whereas if you're stuck doing something that you absolutely hate, likelihood is you're going to be miserable for an awful lot of your life.
That's great
which
advice.
A lot of people are. So Carrie, tell us your story.
Okay, well, me and Neil actually met about 15 years ago, didn't we, at art college?
Right, yeah.
Seriously, okay, not to be rude, but how old are you guys?
36.
Okay, 36. Because you don't look it.
Thank you.
I was thinking, you know, just late 20s, early 30s, and talking about 15 years ago.
In the womb.
Yeah,
in the womb.
No, we did. It was, 15 years ago at what is now known as UCA. We met and...
when it was CIAD, was it?
CIAD? It was CIAD at the time, yes. But I had a part-time job working for a music magazine, actually, when I was at college. And do you know what? It was so much fun.
Really?
I absolutely loved it. I got to drive singers around. I went to a private gig of Bryan Adams that I was invited along to. I used to sort of just promote the musicians and that as well, as well as design the magazine. And who else did I meet? There was a lot. I went to the pub with the Crickets. Yeah, Buddy Holly's band. Wow. I went to the pub with them, and that was a great evening.
you find these things out about these people. They come along and they worked with these famous people.
Yeah. Do you know what? It was just brilliant. I used to drive them to gigs as well. The Mavericks, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton.
Really?
All these people. It was just, it was amazing. But unfortunately, I had to move on because of the pay. The pay wasn't fantastic.
No, I bet it was rubbish.
Again, a bit like Neil, I kind of wanted to do something for myself.
Yeah.
So it was time to move on. Finished college and went into another magazine, which was a lifestyle magazine.
Mm.
So I was the one and only designer for that, from cover to adverts to everything in between, editorial pages. So that was really good. I was there for about 4 years.
And what magazine was that?
It was actually called Verve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was like
It was just Verve. It's Verve.
And the music magazine was called Maverick.
All right,
so,
cool.
It was absolutely brilliant. So much fun times. So I used to ride to college on my motorbike, which I thoroughly miss, by the way. I'm a bit of a biker chick, so
you're not everyone. Yeah.
And then me and Neil got back in touch again, didn't we, after a couple of years?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And decided that we both weren't particularly happy in our jobs, so we decided to put our heads together and our knowledge and passion for design and set up Clockwork Moggy.
So how long has Clockwork Moggy been going now?
8 years.
Has it really?
8 years, yeah. Wow. We started above a room above a garage.
As you do.
Imagine you guys in a room above a garage.
Is that a good thing?
It's a good thing.
So we started that, didn't we, together,
right,
and came up with the name and brainstormed a bit and just put our skills together.
Hmm.
So how's the industry changed or the business changed in 8 years then?
It's forever changing, absolutely forever. That's the thing with digital. I mean, it's really exciting because the things that will be coming out in the next couple of years, I'm so looking forward to it. But Neil knows quite a bit more about tech and changes than me.
This is sort of, because it's a hobby of mine anyway, you know, it's just something you're just continuously reading. And that's kind of the fun of the industry really, is that, yeah, absolutely everything is changing all the time. But as long as you know what's coming up on the horizon, then you can make moves towards it. And, you know, when it pays off, it's really great because you're one step ahead.
Mm. So what changes are coming?
Well, at the moment, I think VR is going to be a big thing.
Mm.
So we're looking into dealing with that at the moment. Obviously, at the moment, a lot of people are using their mobiles more than anything else. So they're taking things around with them. But VR is coming in a big way. And that's going to mean that, you know, okay, at the moment we're visiting websites on our mobile, we're visiting websites on our laptops and our tablets. Sooner or later, we're going to have to start thinking about how we're going to deal with that in a VR fashion and how that's going to change the gameplay. So rather than just having one screen on, you know, available to you, you're going to have like a whole 360 degree view, which is going to be, you know, a massive game changer.
And wearables, probably.
Yeah, wearables are a big thing at the moment, aren't they? Yeah. A lot of people still got their iWatches and Android Wear as well. That's in now. That's here. So we've already got it. We've already dealing with that at the moment. But the future is going to be massive.
Do you worry sometimes that people get too dependent on technology?
I don't know if it's a major issue. I mean, the thing is that it's there to help you. If you get to a situation where, you know, you're spending too much on it, or you're using it too often, then, you know, just cut back. You don't need to do it.
Because the reason I say that is, it's quite funny because I keep on hearing this advert on the radio about a new AI thing which you can plug into your barbecue.
I know exactly what you mean.
So how long you want to cook something for, and then it will ping you on the phone and tell you when it's cooked.
But the whole point of barbecuing.
I know.
If you speak to my husband, because he's like, you know, barbecue man,
fire. That's the point.
You know, can't do that. I think gas barbecues are wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think there's a limit. We need to still think for ourselves.
Well, and that's what I say, and that's when people become so dependent on it. And at the end of the day, it is still technology. So no matter how advanced we are, it can still go wrong. Yeah. Humans can go wrong. Yeah. Humans aren't perfect. So can you imagine, you know, you go back and you got burnt steak. How impressed are you going to be?
But here's the thing, though, is that, you know, you do the things that you don't really like doing. You let that go out to technology. It's like outsourcing. So with your barbecue, if you're not interested in barbecuing and not interested in actually standing out there and, as I say, poking it with a stick, as I would, then stick the app on and walk away and go do something you prefer. If you like barbecuing, stand out there, enjoy the sun.
It's all about choice at the end of the day.
That's it, yeah.
Do whatever you want to do.
Exactly. And I think that's the important thing, isn't it? At the end of the day, as long as people stay strong to their beliefs and make the choices, that's the important thing when it comes to all things to do with technology. Mm. So I'm trying to work out how it works with the VR, with it all within the industry, within the marketing. Will it be that people have to produce marketing which can be seen via VR?
Yeah, so I mean, like, a few movies are starting to do it now. You'll find that on your Android devices and in your iPhones and things like that, you'll get like a preview for a movie that's in VR. So there was a horror film that came out not long ago. I think it was Insidious 3. I downloaded the app for that. And essentially what you do is, you know, you put this VR headset on and you slip your phone into it and you can watch as one of the characters sort of interacts with you directly and talks to you. And then
scary.
Yeah,
it's scary.
I was thinking amazing.
It's really cool. And it kind of puts you right in the middle of it. So, you know, you get a real good idea of what the film's going to be about. And then, of course, hopefully you go and see the film. And it's only like a sort of 15 minute, I think it was, a preview, but it gave you a real great experience. It put you right in the middle of it. And as an advertisement, I assume it works very well because obviously I downloaded it and I saw the film. So
this really fascinates me because I'm thinking of obviously how the power of digital marketing and how it's evolving is. So for example, for me in the events industry,
it'd be great because you can show the event before
you
get there.
You could advertise, but so basically you'd produce, and how does it work? So you're basically producing a film, a video, which then people can then be immersed in through the VR set so they can experience what.
So with you particularly, perhaps it'd be a case that you go and invest into like a 360 camera. Mm. So a bunch of people like GoPro have now brought out some 360 cameras that are really awesome.
I'm
walking through an event like that and just doing basically what you're doing for the radio show, just presenting, but giving people the opportunity to actually look around. Mm. And then someone on the other end with a VR headset or just your mobile phone, you don't need to spend a fortune on it or anything like that, can feel like they're at the event itself. So even if you've missed it.
And even post-event,
I'm so excited about this idea. So what you could do is you could do like a 360 of the venue empty, and then you can actually do the 360 while the event's going on. So then you can bring people can be or, in the event.
Or what about a video where, you know, you start off and you time scale it so that you start off with it very empty and then you very quickly show it filling up.
Yeah.
Show seats coming in, speakers coming in. You know, you can make a fantastic 360 experience with very little effort and just a little bit of software.
And you say, and then people with through the Android phones and then just a simple VR headset, which are available now.
Yeah, I mean,
powerful.
You can get a headset for like $20. It's absolutely expensive. Yeah. There's even one that's made of cardboard called Google Cardboard for £5.
Yeah.
And it works. It does the job, you know. It works with iPhone as well, by the way, not just Android. So
We're a bit biased about iPhone. No, but that's amazing. And that's phenomenal, the power of technology where it's going.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I know. I'm really excited about this now. Okay, bring it on.
Carrie, off air, we were talking about the events that were coming up and doing networking. And even after 8 years, you still think that it's good to network still?
Oh, definitely. Still I mean, never underestimate the power of actually getting in front of people and talking to them. Mm. I mean, all this technology is great and obviously social media and everything, but I absolutely love meeting people and getting to know their personalities and what fires them, you know. And you know, you can get that through other digital means, but I think it just adds that personal touch with just meeting up face to face, networking.
People still just love a coffee, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You need to have that human interaction.
The tangible kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's the thing as well. And you say, although we'd laugh about it, it proves you're a real person. But I think that's really vital, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Especially in this day, you don't know who you're talking to on the other end. And if you're going to work with somebody, you still want to know that that's a real person.
And people buy from people, you know. Yeah. Exactly, so if they like you, then they're going to be, you know, they're going to be happy to work with you. So.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And you were saying, weren't you, that you're trying to go to events where your target audience, target market.
Yeah,
who are they? Who are your target market?
Well, that's all in the process, isn't it? That's like we're getting onto the whole branding thing now. But you kind of, over time, you can kind of filter down who your target market are. Mm. You know, it's all about, first of all, you decide what your passions are and what your values are as a brand. And then you can figure out from that, who's going to want that. You know, who's going to want your services? Who's going, where are they going to be hanging out? What do they like doing? What are their hobbies? You know, are they using Twitter or Facebook? You know, those sort of people, and you'll really be able to whittle down where people are hanging out.
And branding's definitely your thing, isn't it? Because I saw, as you can't see it now, but as I said, she said branding, she got excited and like, she just scooted up to the desk.
I've done a little dance in my chair. I really love it. I absolutely, like, no kidding. I'm not even saying this to sound corny, but I really do love what I do. So, I do get really excited. Sorry about the little jig there.
Well, that's what I was going to sort of touch on now with Carrie and the branding, because obviously, as you say, and Neil said before, marketing has to start with the branding.
Yes.
The branding has to be set.
So vital.
Because then the marketing evolves from that. Mm-hmm. So how do you start developing a brand or doing the branding for a company? Because obviously, I guess you probably get a lot of people who have started up and they've created, or they've had some branding already created, and or they have an idea of what branding that they want.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It normally starts with an idea. Mm. People have an idea to start a business, but don't quite know how to sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Advertise that and show what they do. And that's exactly what branding does. It shows what you do. It's the face of your company, particularly the logo, which is why it's so important to get it right. But, my process is I normally ask people a certain sort of set questions, really important questions, so I can dig really deep into their business and where their passions lies, what their values are, what their products are, and that sort of thing. And once you've got the answers to those questions, and I must admit, a lot of people end up looking at me with a little bit of a blank face because it is sometimes there are questions that you might not have thought of. You know, it really pushes people outside the box and gets them thinking.
Mm.
But it's such a good process to do, an important process, because you really need to understand what you do and where you're heading and what you want to achieve out of your business. So once we've done those kind of questions and dug really deep into the brand, that's when my job is then to turn that into a visual element, which is the logo and your brand identity. And that gets used across absolutely everything. So all your marketing material, across social media, door wraps. Sorry, I've just done a door wrap for Gemma's office. Yeah. So
I can't wait to see it.
But yeah, it's so important. And it's the thing that people see that's got to speak for you when you're not around.
Yeah.
You know?
One of, obviously, we mentioned Kubi Springer earlier. Obviously, she runs a big branding agency, She Build Brand. But one thing that she says, which always stuck with me, was she said, your brand is your emotional connection to your clients, to your customers.
Yes.
And that's what it is. It's about the emotional connection. It's not just what looks nice or what.
Oh, no.
It's that connection that people see your branding and go, yeah, you know.
It's a bit like if you sort of thought to yourself, you've got an employee and you know that you were sending them out to sell for you, what would you tell your employee to do and how would you deal with them?
Mm.
You know, if you're a very sort of big business, perhaps you want to make sure that they're always wearing a suit. Other times, maybe you want to come across friendly, so you say, you know, make sure he's wearing jeans as opposed to going overboard. And all those sorts of things come into your brand. So that's it's exactly the same thing. When they first come into contact with your logo, you want them to get some sort of emotional response out of it so that they know exactly what sort of business they're going to be dealing with.
Yeah.
And obviously you're extremely passionate about it.
Love it.
We wouldn't think
how
that at all,
tell?
Did we? I know. Just dancing in the chair and everything.
A fun fact from Dragon Co-Works. Fun fact, Carrie is a Kung Fu master. Uh-oh. Didn't know that.
I do kung fu. Yes, I don't know about the master bit. I'm still learning. Actually, I'm not amazing at it. But yes, I do kung fu as well as Viking stuff and axe throwing and archery
and Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
I've seen the picture of your Harry Potter bedroom.
Did you see that?
It's amazing.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah, good bits of DIY there. But I must admit, Neil's a jiu-jitsu person.
Are you?
So, he's absolutely amazing at that. He's training with black belts now. So,
wow.
I'm proud of him. He's good.
Because you two are life partners as well as business partners, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Right, yeah. We start with that, don't we?
Well, you know what? To be fair, I've been a bit slack today. So yeah. I was about to say, at what point did you have romantic connections before you started working together? Or
can we tell this story on air or not?
Well, unfortunately, we've got 1 minute left.
Oh my god!
So make it quick.
Well, for me, I got the bolt of lightning as soon as I saw Neil. I must admit that is actually how it was for me. I'm not going to speak for him, but
he
came and sat on my table. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, it wasn't by accident. I did come and sit on that table deliberately. So.
So, and how do you work together?
Amazing.
As in, you know, does it cause you conflict? Does it?
Do you know what? People ask us this every now and then, and it's really weird. I think because we work together, we know what sort of day we've had. We come back, and you know, we keep each other happy all the time.
And do you leave work in the office, or do you carry on talking about it at home?
Oh, we talk about it at home.
You know, it slips in, but we still manage to fit in our things. Like Carrie said, she does her Viking training. She gets steel.
Viking training? Hang on a minute. Now we've run out of time. We can't find it. Off air, we're going to find out more. I didn't realise it was Viking training. I thought you just liked Vikings.
I am a member of the Vikings, which is a group.
A reenactment group.
Do they let you fight?
Yes,
they do. Damn, why does this show not longer? We're joking aside, we have literally come to the end of the show. So what we want to do is give everybody a shout out how they can find you and how they can connect with you.
Okay, yeah. Well, the best way to do it would just be to come along to our website, which is clockworkmoggy.com. That's MOGGY.
And then all your social media handles are on there as well. They can follow you from that and they can connect you with that. Thank you guys so much. And I'm really gutted we've run out of time. We started talking about relationships and Viking training.
That's a bit different from websites and branding.
But but it is. And it's always fantastic to hear the passion behind people's business. And as you say, no matter how advanced technology will become, it's the passion behind the people that run the business that's going to make the business successful and make people. I'm already thinking, okay, I've already spoken to Moggy, to Carrie about my branding, and I need to speak to her again now about my branding. All these conversations I'm having like light bulb moments. I need help. I need branding. I need this. Anyway, that we have come to the end of another show. We've had a few more little interactions on Twitter. We had a hello from Health Get Social. Good morning, Davinia. And she was loving the tunage. Glad you love the tunage there. I don't know what that just sprung into my head, and I thought, oh, I'm going to play that today. Molly's been listening. So thank you so much to everybody for listening to the show. On next week's show, I am always going to have a good one next week. I'm joined in the studio by Molly. Molly's here next week. Don't forget, Molly, you're here next week. And our guests are Gemma and Matthew Bevan from The Dining Club. And plus, they run a recruitment company. So they're going to be on next week, listening from 11 till 12. Don't forget to listen to The Business Bunk on Tuesday with Paul from 1 till 3. He's got another great lineup of guests. And we will be back next week. Have a great week, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.